This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mumbai and Palghar in Maharashtra today. Prime Minister will address Global FinTech Fest 2024 at the Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai shortly. Thereafter, at around 1:30 p.m., Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects at Sitco Ground, Palghar. He will also lay the foundation stone of Varvan Port. The cost of this project is around 76,000 crore rupees. Varvan Port, located near Dahanu town in Palghar district, will be one of India's largest deep water ports and will provide direct connectivity to international shipping routes, reducing transit times and costs. Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of 218 fisheries projects worth around 1,560 crore rupees. These initiatives are expected to generate more than 5 lakh employment opportunities in the fisheries sector. Mr. Modi will also launch the national rollout of vessel communication and support system at a cost of around 360 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the upcoming Varvan port in Palghar, Maharashtra is a very special project that will contribute to India's development. Highlighting importance of the port in a social media post, Mr. Modi added that the launch of India's largest deep water port today will also reaffirm Maharashtra's pivotal role as a powerhouse of progress. India and China have decided to uphold peace and tranquility on the ground in border areas. Both the countries have reiterated that restoration of peace and tranquility and respect for line of actual control LAC are the essential basis for restoration of normalcy in bilateral relations. The 31st meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs, WMCC, was held yesterday in Beijing. According to the Minister of External Affairs, two sides have had an open, constructive and forward-looking exchange of views on the situation along the line of actual control to narrow down the differences and find early resolution of the outstanding issues. Both the sides agreed for intensified contact through diplomatic and military channels. The Joint Committee on the WAF Amendment Bill 2024 will meet today in New Delhi to seek views and suggestions from various stakeholders. According to the Lok Sabha Secretariat, All India Sunni Jamiatul Ulama of Mumbai and Indian Muslims for Civil Rights of New Delhi will put forth their views before the committee today. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the WAF Amendment Bill 2024, constituted under the chairmanship of Lok Sabha MP Jagdambika Pal, had invited views and suggestions from the stakeholders, including public, NGOs, experts and institutions. Pakistan has extended a formal invitation to Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend upcoming Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, meeting scheduled for October this year in Islamabad. Addressing a weekly news briefing, spokesperson of Pakistan's Foreign Affairs Ministry, Mumtaz Zahra Baloch, said that Pakistan has extended invitations to all heads of government of SCO member states, including Prime Minister Modi, for the upcoming Council of Heads of Government, CAG, meeting in Islamabad to be held on October 15th and 16th. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Odisha, coastal Karnataka, Kerala and Mahe through the next 2 to 3 days. The IMD said that extremely heavy rainfall conditions will prevail over Odisha and coastal Karnataka today. It added that very heavy rainfall conditions will likely be over Kerala, Mahe, south interior Karnataka, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana today. On day 2 of the Paris Paralympics, Indian athletes will be in action across various events today. Tokyo double medalist Avni Lekra will compete in the R2 women's 10-meter air rifle SH1 qualification and final round, hoping to add another medal to her collection. Mona Agarwal will also compete in the same event. In badminton, Tokyo Paralympic silver medalist Suhas Yathiraj will play his second group stage match. In the U.S. Open tennis, the third-seed Spanish star Carlos Alcaraz lost in straight sets to Netherlands' Botik van de Zonskop in the second round of the men's singles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.